Welcome to Depth Basics. We have two samples with the same functionality. One uses Direct2D and the other uses Windows Presentation Foundation, or WPF. We'll be taking a look at the WPF sample. As you can see, the sample displays the depth data captured by the sensor, rendered in grayscale. The near mode checkbox here switches between the sensor's default depth mode, which is most effective from 1.2 to 4 meters away from the sensor, and the near mode, which is most effective from 0.8 meters to 3 meters away from the sensor. The depth data is published by the sensor through the depth stream, and the depth stream provides depth frames one frame at a time. Now let's take a look at the code. This code is in the mainwindow.xaml.cs file in the sample project. The window loaded method here contains the primary code for the application. As with any use of the Kinect sensor, we first need to find an unused sensor and connect to it. This is handled by the code here. Once we have a sensor connected, we need to enable the depth stream, which is done here. We set up the various buffers we will use, and then we add a handler to deal with the event that is fired when a new frame of depth data is ready. Once we have this all set up, we then start the sensor. In the event handler, sensor depth frame ready, we extract the depth data from the frame and then convert to grayscale here to load into the bitmap. When we've converted all the data, we then push the bitmap to the display. The last thing to note is here, where we handle the near mode checkbox. We set the depth mode of the sensor according to the status of the checkbox.